This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
I'm Dan Koschel with your top stories on KRDO News Radio. The cause of a small fire near a busy Colorado Springs intersection Sunday night is under investigation. Crews responded to the area of Platt and Union sometime after 11 o'clock last night. The fire reported started between two buildings near the intersection and spread enough to cause the area to shut down for a brief time. The fire did not spread to either building and no one was injured. The Colorado State Patrol is investigating a deadly motorcycle crash in Pueblo County Saturday night. According to reports, the operator of the motorcycle was riding on the shoulder of Highway 50 when he sideswiped a car and then rear-ended another vehicle. The rider was thrown from his motorcycle and died at the scene. The Sweetwater Fire near Pikes Peak International Raceway in southern El Paso County is under control after burning around 350 acres. Sergeant Jason Garrett with the El Paso County Sheriff's Office says people need to be cautious and careful as possible when there's high fire danger.
Just a reminder to everyone, be aware of your surroundings, be aware of the weather conditions, the ground conditions, and make good decisions so that a situation like this doesn't pop up and endanger everyone.
All mandatory evacuations have been lifted, according to officials. Local fire officials continue to hone in on a very important message on fire and wind safety that's relevant at all times, with the risk that high winds can bring down power lines, sparking fires. Captain Woody Percival with the Pueblo Fire Department says the best thing you can do is report it by calling 911.
Don't let leaves or things like that accumulate that can, if a spark were to fly into them, that could set your house on fire as well. If you have a trailer on your vehicle, make sure your chains don't drag when you're going down the road. That's a common thing that starts fires along roadways.
Also report trees that have blown over onto the road. Finally, keep smoking and outdoor cooking to a minimum on high fire danger days. Police suspect a driver was drunk when they crashed into a utility pole, sparking a widespread power outage. The accident happened just after midnight Sunday morning near the area of Airport Road and Union Boulevard. Hundreds of customers were without power. However, power was restored a short time later. Colorado Springs police are investigating a shooting during a robbery at a local store Saturday night. A suspect was injured during an attempted robbery at that store at the 1700 block of Shasta Drive. The suspect reportedly pulled a gun, but the store clerk also had a gun. The two exchanged fire. The suspect was wounded and was arrested. Another person who was with the suspect also in custody. Three athletes are trying to break the world record for the most vertical feet climbed in 31 days at the Manitou Incline. Professional hiker Crazy Bob Stuka explained how he's racing to put his name at the peak of history.
I try to do every day, spend here on the incline like almost 8-9 hours. After that, I eat, drink, sleep, and repeat another day.
The world record for the most vertical feet climbed in 31 days is 4,000. The Manitou Incline gains over 2,000 feet in less than a mile of 2,768 stairs. 53-year-old Crazy Bob, along with Rick Webb and Amber Adams, climbed them 8 to 9 times a day, every day, all October long, in hopes of that spot in the Guinness Book of World Records. Check back for news throughout the day. Get news when you want it at KRDO.com. I'm Dan Koschel on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM.
Temperatures will be sub-freezing yet again overnight tonight, especially along and east of I-25, as skies continue to remain mostly clear late this evening. That freeze watch in effect for southern El Paso County encompasses Colorado Springs, also down to Pueblo County and all the way down to the New Mexico border. A few light snow showers possible for the Sangre de Cristos and parts of the Raton Mesa overnight tonight. Highs will be back in the 50s for temperatures on Tuesday. Sunny skies in the forecast. Another round of snow late Wednesday night. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.